the old Blossom Homestead was right opposite your house, which is at 181 Blossom Road.
Right opposite.
Yeah. Mm. And you're Alice Blossom.
Yes.
And they tore down the house.
And built a barn.
Mm-hmm.
And my father had a farm, and he did a lot of farming.
And the farm went clear down to Watapa Lake.
Yes, but he sold it all.
It's a lot of acreage. You know how many acres he had?
No, I don't. But I think...
The cemetery is up back of the house here?
Yes, right along the road, right?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes, I see a little stone wall around
there. Someone is there, to the truth.
Probably most of the old family.
But that's, it's fixed, so it should always be there. But they do have trouble with old cemeteries sometimes, don't they?
They do, but I think the cities have more than we do.
That's like we get now.
The stamp is hard to read. Some of it I can't quite make out.
It's been here all my life, and I'm 95.
S. Hardings. You're 95? Well, you're doing all right.
So.
Now, some of it
Mr. Sherman is up here. I think he would have sold it, but I thought I'd save something for the new people.
That's very nice, yes.
I think his wife collects that kind of silver.
Could be. Lots of people do. Which old house?
The one that was
the original.
There.
Oh,
yes.
Because the rooms were big?
Yes, it looks like a big barn, She said upstairs they didn't put any doors on. They had fireplaces, And she said the Indians used to go, because we're near the Indian reservation here. And they used to go down and dig clams and come up. They would come in. They didn't mind it. They were used to them. And they'd cook clams and eat what they wanted. Then they'd leave some for them, and then they'd go on up to the Indian town.
Oh, that's interesting. I suppose they left the doors...
Nighttime.
They left the doors off to let the heat circulate better, perhaps.
I don't know. They didn't have nothing else.
The Indians were all gone when you were little, or were there some still around?
Well, Dr. Bill was here when I was little.
Who was?
Dr. Bill. Yes, there was two or three up there.
Yeah, on the reservation?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Dr. Bill used to go down the street and he'd drink a little, when he'd come home. He'd be shaking his head and he had long, wavy hair. I used to be afraid of him when I was little.
His name?
We call him Dr. Bill.
Dr. Bill?
Mm-hmm.
Well, maybe he was a doctor among his own people.
Well, he gathered all kinds of herbs and made medicine.
The medicine man.
As I know, a long time ago, of course, my father didn't feel well, and I guess he talked to Dr. Bill, and he brought him some medicine, and my mother was afraid for him to take it, but... I don't know if he ever did.
Probably
maybe.
All right.
Yes.
Wouldn't have hurt him anyway. Mm-hmm. Of course, they knew an awful lot of things that have been lost because they had to be self-sufficient.
Yes.
It was all handed down. There was another Indian woman who lived up here for a long time, and she did beautiful calligraphy, so nice that she worked in the State House.
Yes.
What was her name? Do you remember?
No, I don't. But she did live up here. I don't know if she's living now or not.
Perry Potter? Was it? Wasn't a Perry, was
they
it?
They said she was a beautiful writer.
Yes. Beautiful. And she used to write the documents and whatever had to have especially good lettering and calligraphy on it. No, I think she retired several years ago, and I don't know whether she's living now or not. Indian Town Schoolhouse was on Blossom Road?
Yes.
Whereabouts?
Well, if you go up this road, you turn off on the Indian Town Road. It was just before you got to that Indian Town Road.
Now,
on that side of the road.
There's a fork up above here, and which is Indian Town, which is Blossom?
Well, you go straight up, and it's Blossom Road all the way.
You veer to the left to stay on Blossom Road? Indian Town Road turns off to the right.
Yes, that's
it?
Right.
Yeah. I haven't been up here for years.
They tore that down, and I know my sister was up there or something. I don't know whether she bought it or they gave it to her or what, but I know it came from the Indian Town School. Is that interesting?
Yes, it certainly is. It certainly is. And the bell has a lovely sound to it. You can really, really hear it.
I don't think we have any networks at my sister, don't.
No, but in the noisy schoolroom that we carry.
I was secretary to Mr. Berriman, Barrow Gasworks Company, until I was 70 years old.
Oh.
And then I got a pension.
Good. And you were secretary to Anson Berriman, mm-hmm. who was the president?
Well, he had gone, I think, but the next one.
Mm-hmm. Well, yes, you must have had more than one boss in all that time. They don't keep people in the same job for as usually the manager.
Above here, you know.
The Shockleys lived on Blossom Road?
No, but they used to come to our church.
Oh, yes. They lived up here in
Captain
Northwestport.
Shockley, I don't... when I was young, I heard a lot about him. He was lost in the swamp, I think.
Says he was 78, former whaling captain. His body was found floating in the water 1 mile off Round Hill, South Dartmouth.
And
Ernest Blossom is...
Ernest Petty.
Ernest Petty.
My brother-in-law.
Oh,
know. Oh. It's that up there.
Yeah, yeah.
And, of course, Susie's gone now. This is the whole family when they're younger.
Oh, yes. That's nice. Very nice picture.
He was lost in the war. Oh. Took him over there and shot him.
Your present minister that just called here, where is he from?
Well, he lives down there. If I can remember.
I mean, is he a Westporter? Or?
No, he lives... there's going to New Bedford, over the bridge. What is it there?
The factory?
Oh, no. Farther down towards the Cape.
Oh, Fairhaven. The Fairhaven Bridge?
Yeah, I think it's Fairhaven Bridge. Yeah. Well, what would it be over on the other side?
Fairhaven. And then Mattapoisett and then Marion.
Mattapoisett, I think it is.
Oh, yes. Was he a native from around here?
No.
Or from Maine? Or?
No. I think he was born in New York somewhere.
His accent is
He
must have grown up in New England somewhere, because he has an accent that's not Westport, but it's New England.
Oh, he's a fine man. He was retired, but he was the chaplain or whatever they have in the Masons.
Oh, yes.
And some of them knew him, and they knew he was staying down there. He had retired, living down there, so they got him to come. You know,
That's very nice. What's his name?
Hayes.
Hayes? Hmm. He sounds like a nice sort of person.
I don't know if anybody does.
Was it a horse-drawn threshing machine?
It must have been.
Let's see. This is 1938, and there weren't too many machinery pieces around then. Mm. And he used to go from farm to farm to thresh the grain. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's interesting. So they didn't have to...
I can't really remember it, but...
Yeah. When you started working in the city, you went to school in the city.
I went to school at first up where the Grange Hall is now. Then I went down to Crookshank Street to the school down there, and then I went to business college. Then I went to work.
So you you really spent most of your life in the city.
Yes.
Except when you came home to sleep.
You know her, don't you?
No, Mattie Dubois. Mrs. Waldo Sherman was your oldest sister. Well, that's nice. And her name was Mary? Yeah.
Mary Ella, was it?
Mary E, it says. Uh-huh. Mary Ella. Yeah.
My mother's name was Ella.
Oh, yes. Victor, what was the other P?
Pequot.
Victor Pequot.
Perry.
And there was another P in there.
Oh, what?
last
Terrible Wampador, I think we used to call him.
Last male Wampanoag descendant living at Indian Reservation. This was in 1963. Oh, here it is. The initials stood for his official Indian name, Pequot Pelawanquo.
Oh.
What a mouthful. Kind of nice name, though.
Charles
T.B. Young was your mother's brother.
Yes.
And Ella Blossom was your mother. Mary Sherman was your aunt.
My sister.
Your sister. No, she couldn't be. Well, she married Sherman, I guess.
Mary H. Sherman. Maybe that's
Waldo's
mother.
Yeah, because she died in 1934.
Yeah.
And John Reagan.
He lived up here on Blesser Road. He worked.
He wasn't related.
No, he was related.
But he worked for the family for a long time. Now, my husband was in that, too, during the First War.
Is that so?
Yeah. And Lorenzo Sherman was Waldo's.
Well, I don't know their
relation. No.
They live.
And Teresa Machado. Well, there used to be the New Haven Hartford.
Yes, went through the New Bedford.
Went all the way through Westport and into New Bedford.
Mm-hmm.
And this William Harrigy was a conductor on it?
Seems so.
You think he was your brother?
When I was a little girl, went to Sunday school, we used to go down Sanford Road, get on the train, and go to Beulah.
Oh,
and
yes.
Went to the just that little way. Oh, we thought that was a big thing.
Now, do you remember where the stations were along through Westport?
Well, there was one down here at Sanford Road.
Yeah.
I know that one.
What did they call that? Did it have a name?
Just Northwestport, I guess.
Yeah, Northwestport, yes. And then the next one was where?
Well, the next place to get off was Beulah.
Yeah.
And they used to have camp meetings down to Beulah,
yeah.
You know, and some would have tents and stay down there.
Yeah.
We didn't, but...
And then beyond that was... What was the next one, do you know?
No, I don't.
You never went beyond
that? No,
there.
I was too young, I didn't.
Well, there was one they used to call Hemlock Gutter, Hemlock Station.
Yes, that sounds...
You don't know where it was?
No, I don't.
I don't either. I'd like to find out.
And in the night they heard and they went out. And he had a wire fence around him. And he went out, he was Portuguese.
Oh,
and
the man that was trying to take...
The man that was stealing turkeys. And then Harry Coop, that was Edna's... person that she they called him and he came over with his revolver. I think they didn't shoot anybody or anything, but anyway, they caught the Portuguese and they were stealing turkeys.
Oh, my word. Yeah, Manuel Cavallo of Little Compton.
I don't think they got any turkeys because the turkeys began to make such a racket that.
You'd think he'd know enough to get going. Well, the turkeys began squawking.
He grabbed one and gone. He'd had it, but...
Woke up the whole neighborhood, probably.
Something they had to...
Annette Petty, after drinking a solution of nicotine sulfate accidentally... How in the world could anybody do that?
They had been, her brother had been using it, and he put it away in the cellar, and she went down, and she thought she was drinking something else.
Good heavens.
Mm-hmm.
What would she be drinking in the cellar except hard cider? Gee. Do you know how the road got its name, Blossom Road?
Mm-hmm.
I know it was the... Named for the original Blossom family.
Yeah.
Have you any idea when they came?
No, I don't. I don't know how I could find that out.
It's quite a few generations ago.
Yes.
And the original house, you said, was across the street.
Yes.
So they must have had probably this whole area for part of their farm. Farms are big back then.
Yeah, so both sides of the road.
Yeah.
And down here we've sold a lot of it too.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
And you didn't go to school here very much, so. You went to grade school here, did you, to start with?
Yeah. See, I was born in this house. And when I got old enough, I went to the country school up
mm-hmm. Northwestport School. Yeah. Yeah.
And then I went down to Quickshan Street, the grammar school. And then I went to business college.
Mm-hmm. How long did you live here?
I've always lived here. I've never lived anywhere else.
Oh, you mean you traveled into Quickshan School?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
I guess we used to walk. We couldn't catch a ride from here to Quickshan Street.
How far was that?
Oh, quite a long way.
Should say.
But they did have street cars then.
Yeah.
Not electric cars. You know.
Horse cars?
They were open in the front.
Yeah. Know. They were electric cars, you said? Or were they horse cars?
Oh, no. Well, I do remember seeing horse cars, but I don't think I ever rode on one.
Mm-hmm.
But the men used to have to stand out in the open. They used to wear big, heavy winter coats.
Oh, my.
Oh, my God.
Could be miserable.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I suppose they had wood stoves to cook with, too, back then.
I think in some of those old...
Or coal.
They had heaters in some of those old street cars.
Oh, yes. Yes, sometimes they had a stove in the middle of the car.
It seems a long time ago.
Yeah. Well, did you...
Have you always lived in Westport?
No, off and on for the last 50 years.
Oh.
And steadily for the last 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
Before then, we were all over the place.
Right,
as far as the cook is, this house goes, where you've always lived, I suppose they had stoves for heat, like most houses did then.
Yes, we did.
And
stoves.
And the kitchen stove was a coal wood range, or...
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Now we have a furnace.
Oh, yes. It's a lot more comfortable and lots easier.
Yes.
And did you have any special favorite foods that your mother cooked?
Oh, she was a good cook. She cooked a lot. She's better cooked than I am. I'm not a good cook or a good housekeeper either, for that matter.
Well, your house looks pretty nice.
I make out.
But she had a family to cook for, so
yes.
She had to...
Oh, she used to cook great big pans of beans,
yeah.
You know, with a big
yeah.
piece of pork in, and she used to make cookies and donuts
yeah.
and, oh, everything.
Yeah. Where did she come from? Was she a Westporter?
Yes, her people lived right over there.
She wasn't the...
She was a Young. Her name was Ellie Young.
Oh, yes.
And they came from over there. I don't know, it's the same... No, it's not the same house now. You know, Roxy and Edna?
Oh, yes.
Yes. Right over there.
Yeah. Well, let's...
I think... Let's see. One time they lived down Southwestport, some of them. My mother's sister, I think she got some kind of lung trouble or something, and they wanted to get away from the salt water, and they came up there.
Down on Sanford Road, they said there used to be some charcoal makers. Do you remember that? Do you remember ever seeing the kilns where they made the charcoal? Well, I'd like to find out more about them. Nobody seems to remember very much of them.
What did they do? Burn it?
They burned the wood and made charcoal.
Yeah. I've heard of charcoal, but I don't know what they did it.
And I think they were sort of conical ovens.
Mm-hmm.
And the men who worked in them, they said, used to get so dirty and black, nobody wanted them around. Well, what else, let's see, that you can remember from way back that the young fry don't know anything about? You drove a horse, I suppose.
Yes.
Did you ride horseback?
I used to drive horseback to hoist the hay.
Oh.
My father, after we lived here, you know, he had a barn there,
yeah.
And they'd come up with a big load of hay, and you've seen them hoist.
Oh, yes.
And I'd have to ride the horse. They'd say, go ahead, and I'd have to come over here, and I'd have to go back. Well, I did that a lot. But at the end, there was more automobiles coming, mm-hmm. and that wasn't good. People used to complain. It's dangerous. It was.
And smelly.
But anyway, my father was about through with that kind
yeah.
of work.
What did he raise on the farm?
Oh, he used to raise a lot of turnips. He used to yeah. ship them away by train loads.
Macama turnips?
Yes.
Yeah.
I used to top turnips.
Yeah.
And I used to ride the hay rake.
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
Cutting hay was a little tricky, I expect.
Oh, well, I didn't cut the hay.
No. It's kind of heavy work, too.
Oh, I used to ride on the hay, on a load of hay to come home.
Yeah, that was fun. And what did you help much else on the farm?
No.
Did you have a vegetable garden? That is a house garden as
yes,
well?
Yes, right over there, right, because it's been sold and now
yeah.
it's all built up.
But south of here, you
yes.
had
yes, I can remember. I have to go out and pick peas, you know.
Yeah.
Mess of peas for lunch.
And did your mother can them? Can stuff?
Yes, she did.
Preserve it. So weren't as many canned goods in the grocery shelves then either, so
no.
to get through the winter was the only way to do it, I suppose.
You never lived on a farm?
Yes and no.
Because we had a lot of cows, and when we
yeah.
we'd go out, and sometimes the kittens would come around, and I'd squirt the milk.
Could they catch it?
And they'd open their mouth and they'd catch it, you
oh.
know. But I got kicked over one time by that. The
oh.
cow didn't like me fussing around, I guess.
She wanted the milk to go in the
oh.
pail in a straight line. How many cows did you have?
Oh, you had a whole row of
did
them.
Did you? A dozen or two?
Well, I guess about... I think he had more than a dozen, but I don't think he had two dozen.
Yeah.
But they had to bring in a lot of hay, you know.
Yeah.
And we used to, when we were kids, we'd go up in the hay loft and look around. We'd find a kitten, a cat
oh.
with a lot of kittens.
Oh, yes.
Know? Sometimes we'd bring the kittens in, and my mother would say, I can't have so many cats mm-hmm. around underfoot.
Yeah. And did they raise corn, too?
Well, just for our family
yeah.
use.
Not
and for the cows.
For silage,
mm-hmm.
yeah. How did they make silage? Do they put molasses in it?
No, but they used to chop it up, didn't they?
They chopped it up very fine
mm-hmm.
and put it in the silo.
Mm-hmm.
But I thought they used to add something to it, and I don't know, was it maybe salt or...
Yes, I've heard something like that, but my father never did. I never remember seeing anything like that around.
I've heard about putting salt into green hay to keep it cool
mm-hmm.
so it wouldn't catch fire.
Mm-hmm.
But that's a bit risky anyway. You shouldn't put green hay in no matter what.
And we used to have a strawberry bed.
Oh.
And I used to go down and pick the strawberries in. The sets, Alice wore little sets, and you know, she's down the corner, and she used to like some strawberries. So we'd go down and pick the strawberries and bring them up here, and my mother'd fix them all nice in the basket, and I'd walk to the corner, and I think we got 25 cents a basket.
Oh, well, that was a lot of money then.
But I didn't mind it.
Yeah.
And on the farm down there, we had a boiling spring. Did you ever see
one? Oh, no, not around here.
I suppose it's still boiling.
Oh,
I haven't been down there in a long time.
Good water?
Yes, always cold and always bubbling up.
Lovely.
Mm-hmm. Don't know how it happened to be there.
Well, there are a few around, I guess, but not very many around Westport. I think there's one somewhere off the Horseneck Road. I'm not sure just where.
Boiling Spring?
I think so. I think I've heard of it. Well, did you have to get up? In the summer, of course, was the farm life. You didn't have to get up especially early to help on that.
No, I never milked cows, only if I wanted to.
Oh, yes. Oh, it's hard work to milk that many.
If there was a kitten there, I used to like to squirt a little milk for the kitten, try to hit it in the face.
You had brothers.
I got kicked over once.
That's not so good. Mm-hmm. Did she hurt you?
No.
Just gave you warning.
She just moved, you know, and kind of kicked and I fell down.
How many brothers did you have?
None. Four girls.
Oh, my.
That was too bad.
Yeah. So your father had
to... Disappointment for my father.
He had to hire help.
Mm. Yeah. We always had hired men.
But if they're boys in the family, they can be put to work. Yeah. How many men did he have in the peak season?
Well, he had one that stayed here. Mm. In the summer, the building out back, they used to sleep up there.
Oh, yes.
They had it fixed up for them because it was kind of warm. In the winter, they'd come in, they slept in the attic, and they had it warm up there.
Yeah.
We had Portuguese, and I remember we had one Portuguese. He couldn't speak English, you know, and I used to bring a book home from school and try to teach him a little bit.
Did he didn't want to learn?
Yes, he was interested, but he didn't have much time.
Yeah. Were all Portuguese help?
No, I don't think they're all Portuguese. No, I know there were. There's one or two. I can't think of their names now. But they were never in the house where we lived. They were always... Yes, they used to sleep up in the attic because it was warm up there in the winter.
Yeah.
But they liked to get outside and have it fixed up out there for them.
Yeah. Well, it's awfully interesting. Can you think of anything else?
I've lived through it anyway so far.
Well, I think it's... Your grandmother and your oldest sister. Mm-hmm. She was very young.
She was born in the old house.
She was the only one of you born over in the old house?
Yes.
And there they are at the gate. And that was, there's no date on this. When did this house get built? I mean, approximately. Do you have an idea? 1800 or so?
Well, because I'm 95, and I guess it was built.
You were born here?
Yeah, I was born here.
So it must have been the late 1700s. No. Late 1800s. Middle 1800s. Somewhere in there, I guess. I'm not trying to add 100 years to you. It looks like a house in the 1800s. It's architecture and such.